just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your word. And before we get into the word, I just want to remind you that we really appreciate your tithes and your offerings. You've been so faithful. And online, we appreciate that you're still faithful in bringing your tithes and sending your tithes and offerings. If you have a tithe or an offering, just put it in the basket with one of the ushers at the end of the service. Okay? Father, I just thank you for your word, Holy Spirit. We just ask that you opened our spiritual ears tonight, that you would give us fresh revelation from your living word, that we would be able to leave here and apply your word to our life for your glory, Father. I just thank you. In Jesus' name, everybody says amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight's life principle is number 25. We're almost at the end. We're on 25 tonight. And that life's principle is God blesses you so that you might be a blessing. God blesses us that we might be a blessing. Amen?
Amen?
Yeah. You know, we hear this phrase all the time, blessed to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing. It's almost like a buzzword in Christendom, blessed to be a blessing. But I want to take you through the word tonight in our Bible study and see what the word tells us about being blessed to be a blessing. I hope you have your Bibles. I hope you have a pen and a notebook. If you follow along with the scriptures readings, if you don't open up the word, make sure you take those references and go home and just meditate on that and chew on it, okay? So our first scripture tonight is 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And this is a man called Jabez. And this is what the word of the Lord says. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave to birth to him in pain. In verse 10, Jabez cries out to the God of Israel, and he says, oh, that you would bless me and that you would enlarge my territory, to let your hand be upon me and keep me from harm, so that I may not cause pain. And God granted Jabez's request. This is the New King James Version that I'm reading from. That he may not cause pain. Jabez was more honorable. And that speaks volumes right there. Honorable than his brothers. You know, Jabez had come from a very painful past. Even his name meant he inflicts pain. How would you like that as a label going through life, that you inflict pain? But Jabez did not let his past limit his future. And you know, a lot of us could say that we have come from a place of pain. Not everybody has a Walton family upbringing. But I just want to encourage you that if you have had a painful past, Jesus Christ is the answer. He tells us that we are new creations, all things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. So if you have pain, take note of Jabez. He became an honorable man. And that's saying something that the word of God, this is the only place that Jabez is mentioned. There was a town called Jabez, but this is the only place, and God saw fit to call him an honorable man. Amen? Okay. He was a good man of good character. And when he prayed that, you know, enlarge my borders and let your hand be upon me, that I might not cause pain. Jabez wanted the Lord to bless him so that he could be a blessing to others. He wanted to do good and bring glory to God. He wanted to be a blessing, to be a blessing. Our second scripture is in Psalms 69. Oh, excuse me, 67, verses 1 and 2. And it says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among the nations. This prayer, gracious to us and bless us. And the motive for this prayer right here from the psalmist is that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among the nation. That was the why. That was the motive to pray, Lord, let your face shine upon us. Because when God's face shines upon us, the nations will see his nature, see his glory, see his ways. What is it that God wants the nations to see? God wants the nations to see that he is good, that he is a good, good God. That's what he wants. That the nations would see his salvation. Blessed to be a blessing. You know, I read these two scriptures because I want you to know that it is okay to ask God to bless you. It's okay. You know, there has been a deception in Christendom that it's wrong to ask God to bless me, expand my boundaries, let my cup overflow. Some might say that's materialistic. Some might say that's selfish. The Word of God said it's okay to ask, let your face shine upon me, put your hand upon me. When Jabez prayed, he prayed, keep me from harm. And this is a Bible study. And I want to give you the cross reference for that. It's in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, 13 is the cross reference for that scripture. Keep me from harm. Matthew 6, 13 says, deliver me from evil. You recognize that from the Lord's Prayer. So it was the cross reference, deliver me from evil. Jesus taught us to pray that. It really is okay to ask God to pour out a blessing on us so that we might be a blessing. You know, there's many ways that God can bless us. When we say, bless me, Lord, a lot of people's mind go right away to money. You know, but you know, money is just a small portion of the blessing of God. God blesses us with resources. God blesses us with talents. Sister Madeline up there with a beautiful voice. God blesses us with abilities. God blesses us with possessions. God blesses us with spiritual gifts. If you are in Christ, you have all these gifts, spiritual gifts and material gifts and resources. Some in the body of Christ might say or feel, I don't really have anything to offer. What have I got? But every single one of us have blessings and abilities and are blessed to be a blessing just because you are the child of the Most High. And you are blessed. You're blessed beyond measure. For those that think, oh, what could I do? He's blessed us with the salvation and eternal life through Christ. You can share your faith. You can share your faith with people that have never experienced the forgiveness of their sins and don't even know where they're going to spend eternity. We can share our faith. You know, a lot of people don't know where they're going to go when they leave this world. But glory to God, we as children of the Most High know that if we pass away, we are in the presence of God. We know where we're going. We're going to spend eternity with the Most High God, our Father, our Lord, and Holy Spirit. I would say that sharing the good news of being born again is the utmost blessing that we can share with others. It is the utmost. You know, God has saved us, given us salvation, not just that we have eternal life, but He has saved us and adopted us as His children, that we might reflect His goodness, His loving nature. We can reflect His nature, His goodness. That our God is full of mercy and grace and that He is generous. And He wants us as His children to reflect that to the world around us and the nations. He's called us and saved us to represent Him. The Word of God calls us His ambassadors. We are ambassadors of the kingdom. The Word tells us that we're not citizens of this world, but we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And an ambassador is a representative of the King of that nation, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are His ambassadors. And as His ambassadors, He has given us all power and authority in His name to step out and represent Him. Amen? Amen. Amen. Our next scripture is Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Yeah, there we go. When Jesus had called the 12 together, He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons. Yes, there are demons. And to cure all diseases. And He sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. In Matthew 10:8, it tells us, freely you have received, freely give. We, as followers and ambassadors of the King, we have to acknowledge that we also, just like the 12, have been sent out. He said, go and make disciples. Not just convert, but make disciples. Amen. He's given us the same instruction as He gave the 12, to preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick, to raise the dead and cast out demons, so that we might be a reflection of his love and his compassion. Now, if somebody prayed over you and healed you, wouldn't you feel blessed? He has given us this authority and blessed us that we might be a blessing. And that's our principle, blessed to be a blessing. The result of us being obedient and blessing others with what God has given us is that it brings God glory. It brings God honor, and it brings God praise. Our next scripture is 2 Corinthians, and this is one of my favorites. Oof, I love this scripture. Now, let's see. I'm so glad I put these little pieces of paper in here. It's easy. So, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. 10 through 13. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed, and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous, and what I like to say, so that you can be a blessing in every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the need of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, men will praise God. I just love that scripture. We should always pray and ask God to give us this kind of love, this kind of heart for others, that we would be generous, extravagantly generous on every occasion. Giving of ourselves, this is what the Lord wants in our possessions, because he has blessed us to be a blessing. Supplying the needs of those who are lacking. And we see in this world, all around us, not just in the body, not within just the building, but out there we see people lacking. And what did the word say? That we would be made rich in every way. That we would be a blessing on every occasion. When we see that need, the word tells us that he has already provided that we can bless that person. Doesn't even matter if you know them. The Holy Spirit can tell you, see that wee girl over there? Go give her $20 and tell her Jesus loves her. Right. Give God the glory. Amen. Not just because you thought it up, but the Lord says, go give. I love this scripture. The promise here, when we do this, is he provides the seed for us to sow. And as we sow, he increases our seed again to sow, making us rich in every way. Now, I have a wee testimony. And this is one of the reasons I just love this scripture. It was just, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. This pastor in Colorado Springs, who was a very good friend of my husband and I, we were in his presence, and I heard the Lord say, he's going to bless you with a financial blessing. I went, oh, Lord, yay. I said to my husband, Holy Spirit just told me, Pastor is going to bless me with a financial blessing. My husband said, don't you be putting that on that pastor. And I said, but the Holy Spirit said that. So a couple of weeks pass, and the pastor calls me to his office. So I go into his office, no thinking about what the Holy Spirit had said. And pastor was sitting there at his desk, and he said, I want you to know that I don't do this, but God told me to write you a check. Well, I could have danced for joy. He gave me a check, and I said, thank you, pastor. I've been expecting it. So I run out and I tell my husband, honey, pastor just wrote me a check. I was excited. That was in the month of January, end of January. So next morning, it was a Sunday, so the next morning I'm just praising God. Oh, Father, you are so good. And you know, when you hear the voice of God and he confirms his word and you know that you're hearing because we as sheep know his voice, you get all excited, don't you? So there I'm on the floor just praising God. Thank you, Father. And so I open up the word for the word to speak to me. And of course, what do you think it was? It was 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I open it up and it says, now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase the store of seed and will enlarge your harvest of righteousness. And when I read that, Holy Spirit spoke again and said, you know that money you got yesterday? It's a seed. And I went, you're kidding me. Father, it's a seed. You're not keeping it. And I went, okay. So where do you want me to sow this seed? So that day, the Holy Spirit never told me where to sow the seed. But I knew that it was a seed because he gave me the seed to sow. So the mail comes in. It was the end of the year. And you know, at the end of the year, those nonprofits that you support send a yearly printout of what you've given. So I opened this one, and it was month January through December. And there, it said January so much, February, March, nothing, April, something, May, nothing. And there was three or four months that I had not given what I had told them I would give. And the Lord said, that's where the seed goes. You promised that you would give that. You committed. God is so good. This wasn't just a lesson on how the word speaks to us, but the Father was teaching me to be a woman of integrity. A child that when you say, you do what you say. And wasn't he so good that he even provided the very thing that I had not given? It was a lesson in integrity and a lesson in sowing. So that's that testimony. God is so good. The next scripture that I would like to share with you is in Acts chapter 4. Okay, chapter 4, it says, chapter 4, verse 32. Okay. 32 says, All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. They were in one heart and mind. They shared everything they had. It goes on to say, there was no needy person among them. Lord, help us. You know, when I read this, I just wanted to pray for us at New Beginnings, that we would have this heart and this love for one another, that there wouldn't be a needy among us, because our heart would be so full of the love for one another as the Lord has intended us to love one another, that there wouldn't even be a need in this family. So I just pray, Father God, that you would just stir up our hearts with that extravagant love for one another. Help us, Lord. You know, on the day of Pentecost, when the church was established, it was designed that the church would function as a living body. Jesus being the head and us being members of that living body. You know, Ephesians 4:4-6 tells us, there is one body, one spirit, just as we are called in one hope, our calling of the Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. That we are one body, and if there is a pain or a need within our body, we want to make that right. We have been blessed in abundance to be a blessing to the body. It's so important, especially in these days, for us as one body to be in regular fellowship with each other. With each other, and we can be blessed and be a blessing to one another. You know, if we are not regularly gathering together, how can I bless you? You know, the Word of God tells us that God Himself has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, the gift of healing, helps, the gift of helps, administration in varieties of tongues. God Himself has put all these gifts within the church that we would be blessed by Him to be a blessing. So I encourage all those, and it isn't happening just here in Pueblo, but it's all over the nation, that a lot of people since COVID have not come back to the sanctuary. And I just want to encourage you to come and have that fellowship, that we might bless one another, that you might bless us with the blessings that God has bestowed on you and the giftings that God has given you, every single one of us within the body of Christ is blessed to be a blessing. God has provided all these spiritual gifts to equip us for good works, to be a blessing to others, for His glory. You know, it's for His glory. Jesus is our best example. Jesus was, He wasn't a superstar. He was a super servant. He served. He laid down His life. He gave His all. And He is asking us to reach out to that lonely person, that senior. Ask Holy Spirit, how can I be a blessing? I encourage you to take stock, to take inventory of the blessings that God has poured into your life. Write it down. See where you can share that blessing. And remember that the Word of God says that He gives us the seed, the blessing to be a blessing. Ask yourself, how can you bless others? You know, here at New Beginnings, there are so many ministries that need help. I encourage you to go. Maybe it's somebody in the children's ministry. Ask where you can be a blessing. Maybe it's an ushering. Ask here at New Beginning, how can I be a blessing? This message ties in with a message a couple of weeks ago. You can't outgive God. The more we give of ourselves, the more He pours into us. Isn't that exciting? Where can you be a blessing? I encourage you to reach out into this community to see where there is a need. Be a blessing. Why? So that the nature of God would be seen in us. And we do it in the name of Jesus. So that God is glorified. All the honor and glory are His. Jesus wasn't a superstar. He was a super servant. In closing, I'd just like to say that I want to invite you. The women are having a Thanksgiving dinner on November 5th at 6 o'clock. All women are invited. If you're hearing this, come. Be a blessing to us. Let us be a blessing to you. The Word says, gather together. Even more so as we see the day of the Lord approaching. And don't we see the day of the Lord approaching? Amen. Let's build one another up, beloved. We are blessed to be a blessing. To God be the glory. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Father. And Holy Spirit, as you speak to us, as we spend that time in your presence, we ask you to guide us, show us where we can be a blessing, that you, Father God, would receive all the glory and honor. We want to be more like you, Jesus, with a servant's heart. With a heart full of love, with a heart full of compassion, that Father, you gave Jesus, your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not die but would have eternal life. Father, help us be more like you. And give what you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen.